You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Dutch voters are going to the polls today in a referendum on whether the Netherlands should ratify an association agreement between the European Union and the Ukraine. Though the ballot has been described as a non-binding advisory referendum, the exponents in the EU's leadership and in Kiev have expressed concerns over its potential effect on the broader European political situation. Stefan Bos reports from the Netherlands.
Polls opened early in the Netherlands after an intensive campaign in which both sides desperately tried to convince Dutch voters to either vote yes or no in a referendum on ratifying a deal fostering closer links between Ukraine and the European Union. The EU association agreement with Ukraine mainly deals with political and economic integration, yet those opposing the deal argue it is another step towards eventual EU membership for one of Europe's most corrupt nations. Politicians of the ruling conservative liberal VVD party and its junior left-leaning Labour party are among those who argue, however, that it is good for business and is an opportunity to help Ukraine fight corruption and establish a democracy with EU values that includes more human rights and a free press. Most voters Vatican Radio talked to said they would vote no, however, and opinion polls suggested that a no vote is likely. One poll was even held in the Dutch town of the Krim, or Crimea, which shares its name with the Ukrainian region that was annexed by Russia in 2014 following a controversial referendum there. 76% of residents who made up their minds told pollsters that they would vote against the deal. Yet the ruling VVD party's parliamentary leader, Halbe Zijlstra, said during a televised debate late Tuesday that a no vote in the advisory referendum doesn't automatically mean the government has to accept the results. Zijlstra says we have to see what is the impact of that no vote. Of course, we have to do something with it. As politicians, we have a responsibility. But I will only take that responsibility when all the cards are on the table. This referendum is just one of those cards. However, those opposing the deal say it is crucial to respect the referendum's outcome. Firebrand lawmaker Geert Wilders of the influential anti-Islam Party for Freedom used the televised debate to attack the increasingly unpopular government.
In Rutte, een nee van de Nederlandse bevolking naast zich neerlegt, dan zal die nog onbetrouwbaarder zijn.
Wilders says if Prime Minister Mark Rutte doesn't accept a no vote, he will be even more unreliable than he already is, according to the people. It would be political suicide.
Dan zal die nog onbetrouwbaarder zijn dan mensen hem nu al vinden, en dat zou denk ik politieke zelfmoord zijn.
The referendum reflects a wider debate in the Netherlands on what critics view as the ever-expanding EU and the interference by Brussels in nations' internal affairs. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has even said that a no vote would, in his words, open the door to a great continental crisis. And Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says his nation is suffering because of an internal debate in the Netherlands.
That the real purpose was the internal Dutch discussion about the future of the European Union and internal political clashes. I think this is very dangerous than the 45 million country become, if you want to say, victim of this discussion if this referendum would have a very negative result, despite of the fact that this is not a binding referendum.
He and others also recalled that more than 80 people were killed while demonstrating for freedom and Western values in the winter of 2014, during what became known as the Euromaidan Revolution, which led to the overthrow of the Russian-backed president Viktor Yanukovych. But critics say it doesn't help that leaked documents about the current Western-backed president Poroshenko, a former businessman, reveal a secret offshore company set up in his name, which did not disclose public income statements. Wednesday's referendum in the Netherlands also is closely watched in Britain, which is holding its own referendum on whether to leave the EU in June, and countries such as Hungary, where the Prime Minister has complained about what he sees as Brussels trying to take away sovereignty from nations. The threshold for the Dutch referendum to be taken into account is a voter turnout of 30%. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in The Hague, the Netherlands.